听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for day two of our lesson about Germany's markets and the wonder in Germany at Christmas time. Now, yesterday we learned about a few markets that take place in a bit of unusual places, like one market in Emden is on a pontoon. And then if you travel to the city of Wilhelmshaven, then you can have kind of a party on the beach.
That's right. So those were some northern markets in Germany. Remember, there's about 2,500 Christmas markets all around the country. We highlighted two of them in the north. Let's move on now to the east and discover some eastern markets. Join us on page 21 as we begin the reading on line 2.
Christmas Wonder in Germany. Eastern Markets, Dresden. In 1434, the city of Dresden in eastern Germany established one of the country's oldest Christmas markets. Its claim to fame is the tallest Christmas pyramid in the world. At 14 meters high, the pyramid is made of wood, with a total of 42 wooden statues on different levels. The market is equally well known for the city's famous Stollen, a sweet cake made with nuts and dried fruit. Wartburg Castle. Medieval Wartburg Castle in Eisenach boasts glorious views of the Alps and one of the region's most historically themed markets. You'll be surrounded by history in the town, the birthplace of Johann Sebastian Bach and childhood home of Martin Luther. Western Markets. Kassel. Step into a magical market in Kassel, where each year's theme is based on a famous fairy tale. This year, the story, The Wishing Table, is the motto for the festival. The Kassel Christmas Market's food options range from fried reindeer to pizza. Those who like to eat and shop will find plenty of choices at the more than 140 stalls.
Let's talk about some eastern markets now, and we're going to head to a city called Dresden. And we learn here that in 1434, the city of Dresden, located in eastern Germany, established one of the country's oldest Christmas markets. So, Steve, this goes back, 500 years, right?
Right. This reminds me of what we said yesterday, that most of these markets are hundreds of years old. Christmas markets have been part of the German tradition for many, many years, and Dresden Market is no exception. It was established many years ago. Established means to start something with the intent that it will last for a long time.
Exactly, Steve. Sorry. I think another way that we could say this is that you set something up, or you found something, or you start something. Again, you lay the groundwork for something. So if you establish something, then you are the founder. And obviously, this market was established many, many years ago and is still going strong today.
All right. What makes Dresden Market so famous? Well, we find out in the next sentence. It says, its claim to fame is the tallest Christmas pyramid in the world. Well, that's news for me. I don't think I know exactly what a Christmas pyramid is. Rachel, can you help explain that?
Well, I'll do my best. Usually when I think of pyramids, of course, I think of the Egyptians, right? And the pyramids that were built many, many, many thousands of years ago. And they have the square base and the triangular sides. You've seen a pyramid before, but here we're talking about a Christmas pyramid. And we see a few details about this that will help us understand what it looks like. It's 14 meters high, and the pyramid is made of wood with a total of 42 wooden statues on different levels. So this is pretty amazing, I think, to look at.
It must be very, very fun to be around. You can see a picture, actually, I think there's one on page 20 there, of the Christmas pyramid in Dresden. And it brings to Dresden this festival, this festive atmosphere, and maybe the lights, and there's music surrounding it, and it's just a wonderful thing to look at.
Very creative, I must say. Well, let's move on to line 8 now, where we read that the market is equally well known for the city's famous Stollen. So when we say it's equally well known, we mean, well, it is well known for the pyramid, but it's also well known to the same extent for this particular cake. Now, Steve, you told me you've had Stollen before, right?
I have. It's kind of halfway between cake and bread, and it's very, very delicious. I like to cut it in slices and toast it and put some butter on it. Oh, that's so good. Well, it has nuts on it, and there's dried fruit inside. It's a very, very German tradition to have Stollen during Christmas time.
It sure is. But believe it or not, you can find it in several places in Asia during this season. So you can go looking for it if you want. Find a store that sells American food or imported food, because I've seen it many times, and you can enjoy this famous snack, this famous sweet cake that is made with nuts and dried fruit.
Okay, so we find out that Dresden is famous for two things. Again, one is the Christmas pyramid, and the second is its Stollen, which is a kind of bread that's very, very yummy.
It sure is. Well, we hope that you have a chance sometime to get to Germany and experience some of these markets. We have a couple more to talk about, a couple more great places to talk about, but first, we need to visit the chat room and take a break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. And we'd like to welcome Linda back to chat with us today.
Thanks, Ken. It's always great to be back. So what would you like to chat about today?
Well, our author talks about Stollen, a cake. Have you ever eaten Stollen?
Well, I have, actually, and it's quite good. And I think you can actually buy some here at the German bakery. You know, this cake has a long history. It originated back in Dresden in the mid-1400s.
Wow. Have you ever made Stollen? Is this a Christmas cake?
Well, from what I've heard, it is. There are lots of different kinds of Christmas goodies people make, depending on their background. A lot of people have special cakes or cookies they make. I'm sure you've seen the gingerbread houses all around in the bakeries and department stores.
But you don't eat them, do you? Are they just for decorations?
Well, you're supposed to be able to eat them. And in my tradition, we also make Christmas cookies. You know, there are about 4 or 5 kinds of cookies I only make at Christmas. One kind is sugar cookies, and we cut them out with cookie cutters in the shape of trees, Santa Claus, stars, things like that.
That sounds like fun. 今天的课文中提到史多伦蛋糕是一种 Christmas cake. 外国人在圣诞节都会做一些 Christmas goodies, 在圣诞节吃的好吃的甜食。很多人会烤特别的蛋糕或饼干，像 gingerbread houses, 姜饼屋就是一种。另外呢，还有 sugar cookies.
Yes, starting in the 1930s in the U.S., this is the cookie that kids left out with milk for Santa Claus.
You leave out food for Santa?
Well, yes, and the bad kids leave it out as a bribe, and the good kids leave them out as a way of saying thank you.
Makes sense.
But now the cookie that is most commonly left out for Santa is Oreos. So...When your son gets bigger, you get to eat the cookies after your cutie pie goes to bed.
Oh, good. That's better than getting dressed up as Santa, I guess. 为什么要烤饼干呢？就是因为小朋友会想要放几块饼干在客厅给圣诞老人吃。当然，这些饼干最后都是被爸爸妈妈吃掉，让小朋友以为圣诞老人半夜有来过。
And speaking of cookies, now's a great time to grab some as we take a break right now.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We are on page 21 if you've just joined us. And we are in Germany enjoying the German Christmas markets.
We sure are. And before the break, we learned about a place called Dresden. And in Dresden, you can find a few very unique things, including a very tall and huge Christmas pyramid, as well as a lot of wonderful cakes called Stollen. So that's a bit of the highlights from there. Now we're going to move on to a place called Wartburg Castle.
Okay, we're still in the eastern part of Germany, but we're going to go to Wartburg Castle. It's a medieval castle in Eisenach. I think that's how you say it. Please forgive me if my German isn't so good. But it boasts glorious
views of the Alps. Glorious views of the Alps. Sorry, Steve, I just had to cut in there because I love seeing beautiful pictures of the Alps. I think if I could see these someday in person, that would be kind of a dream come true. Can you tell us where the Alps are?
Of course, because I'm so good at geography. The Alps are a mountain chain in southern Europe, and the Alps run into France, Italy, Switzerland, Austria, those countries there. I may have missed one. Switzerland. Oh, and Germany, of course. Okay, they're about five countries, and they're very, very beautiful mountains.
They sure are. It's a great mountain chain, meaning great, meaning also huge. So probably you're quite familiar with those, or you've studied them in geography as well. So you can see some beautiful views of the Alps and one of the region's most historically themed markets. So this market is a bit different because it has a very historic theme. You are going to be surrounded by history.
Okay, so it's not a water theme like those markets in the north. It's a different theme. It's about history. It's the birthplace of Johann Sebastian Bach, and it was the childhood home of Martin Luther. Let's take a closer look at these two figures. Bach was a very, very famous classical musician. Some of you may be familiar with his music.
That's right. Actually, he has some very famous pieces, and probably if you've ever played piano or another instrument even, you've played a little bit of Bach, whether you know it or not. So Johann Sebastian Bach is, what is he probably most famous for, Steve? What do you think?
His organ music. He is very famous for his organ music, and as Rachel said, we are sure you are familiar with a few of his melodies. Well, the next person is Martin Luther, and he is very, very important because he started the
Reformation. Yes, the Reformation. But Steve, I know that you're the history guy. However, Martin Luther was kind of a key person in among religious circles, right? He started some things that even today, we still feel the effects of.
Right. So these two people are very, very important, very, very big historical figures that you can learn about and maybe feel their presence when you go to Wartburg Castle. Let's move on.
I think that's great. I'd love to go there and see the childhood home of Martin Luther. He was a very significant person. Well, again, let's move on to line 19. We're going to talk about some Western markets. So it's time to move to the western part of Germany, and we're going to go to a place called Kassel. Now, what does our author tell us about Kassel? Well, if you go there, you will step into a magical market where each year's theme is based on a famous fairy tale.
Okay, now remember, all of these markets around Germany, they want to have a theme. We saw water themes in the north. We saw historical themes when we went to Wartburg Castle. Now, this theme market's theme is dealing with fairy tales. So they want to have fairy tales as their theme each year. And this year, the theme is the Wishing Table, which, Rachel, I think was based on a story written by the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, yes. The Brothers Grimm are the famous storytellers. They wrote many, many fairy tales. And, of course, you've probably read a few fairy tales yourself. They always end in, and they lived happily ever after, right? Or people love a good fairy tale. So there's a different theme each year. And this year it's called the Wishing Table. And we can also say that's the motto for the festival.
Okay, well, the Castle Christmas Market's food options range from fried reindeer to pizza. Now, those are two kinds of foods I don't normally think of when I think about Christmas. I do think about reindeer, but not eating reindeer.
I know. I'm wondering, they actually eat reindeer? Fried reindeer? That is... I don't know if I could do it. I would have a
Rudolph.
Hard time. Yes, poor Rudolph. Well, anyway, if it's fried, it probably tastes pretty good. So if you want to try some fried reindeer or pizza, I'm assuming the pizza isn't fried, but it's probably very delicious, you can try those as well. And our author says that those who eat and shop will find plenty of choices at the more than 140 stalls. So there's plenty of shopping to do. I'm sure there's something for everyone.
Okay, let's look at that word stalls quickly. It's a table or small shop with an open front. And those are places where goods are sold, especially outdoors. Well, right now, friends, we have a special treat for you. Our German friends, Daniel and Andrea, will share a little bit about how they celebrate Christmas.
Hi, everyone. My name is Daniel.
And I'm Andrea. Well, today we are talking about Christmas in Germany. And both Daniel and I have gotten to celebrate some Christmases in Germany.
Yes, we have. I got to live in Germany for the first 8 years of my life. And that was a very special time for me as a child because I loved Christmas in Germany.
Well, you know, in Germany, they have some traditions that are celebrated in different ways. We often see a Christmas tree around Christmas time. But one thing that I like about Germany and Christmases in Germany is that they really care about the tree.
Oh, they love the tree.
Yes. Now, I remember when I was a child, I got to spend a Christmas in Germany with my grandfather and many older relatives, and it was very special for them to put the Christmas tree together or to decorate the tree, especially for the kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Well, what they do is they ask all the children to go out of the room, and then all the adults will get the tree, and it's usually a real tree, and they'll put the tree up, and they'll put decorations all over the tree, and also put gifts under the tree.
The best part.
The best, well, one of the good parts.
Oh, yes.
And as children, we're just waiting in anticipation for what this year's tree will look like. And as a kid, you know, I'll always remember when my grandfather opened the door, and then there we saw the tree.
Wow, what a sight.
Yeah, it was. And Daniel, there were not any lights on the tree.
No lights on the tree?
No lights.
Why not?
Because they actually use candles, real candles. So on this Christmas tree were many red candles, and then you saw the beautiful flame, and it was just gorgeous.
And dangerous.
Well, yes, it is dangerous to have open fire around kids especially, but they don't leave the candles on for a very long time. They usually leave the candles on for Christmas Eve.
Well, okay then. Well, I hope you got a better idea of what Christmas in Germany is like, and we hope that you enjoyed it.
That's right. It is fun to think back to some of the Christmas memories in Germany and to think about traditions all around the world. So we hope that all of you have a wonderful Christmas.
Frohe Weihnachten.
Merry Christmas.
Festive music fills the air from tall towers and markets everywhere. Germany offers a variety of different Christmas markets that start from the northeast coast of Germany. In the mountainous areas of Germany, wood carvers display their crafts, most notably the beautiful wooden Christmas pyramids. East Germany, the cradle of glassmaking, show glass crafts with Christmas decorations. Germany prides itself with making quality handmade products that show the splendor of Christmas. German Christmas markets are also known for great food, from Nürnberg's gingerbread and Marzipan to the Thüringer sausages. How can anyone resist this tasty food? Many people also enjoy warming themselves up with the traditional German Glühwein.
Establish. Following the earthquake, the organization established a place for the victims to eat and sleep. Pyramid. Johnny and his little sister are playing on the beach and building pyramids from sand. Glorious. From Sharon's kitchen window, you can see the glorious snow-covered mountains behind her home. Stall. You'll find the very best pearl tea at the last stall in the market.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 establish 这个动词。Establish 是指建立或设立。例如 ,This charity was established in 1955. 这个慈善机构是1955年创立的。或者是 ,Our new manager established the customer service department last month. 我们的新的经理上个月设立了客服部门。或者是 ,The security procedure was established to protect the company's data.这个安全程序的建立是为了保护公司的资料。继续我们看的是 glorious 这个形容词。glorious 在这里是指壮观的或者是灿烂的。例如 ,The glorious colors of the sunset captured our eyes. 落日耀眼的颜色吸引住我们的目光。或者是 ,Susan's glorious smile makes everyone around her like her. Susan 灿烂的笑容让她身边的人都很喜欢她。Glorious 也指荣耀的或者是光荣的。例如 ,This football team's glorious victory became a legend. 这个足球队这场荣耀的胜利成为了传奇。最后我们看的是 stall 这个名词。stall 在这里和 stand 还有 booth 的意思都差不多，意思就是指摊位。例如 ,The hot dog stall at the fair was packed with people. 博览会中的热狗摊位挤满了人。或者是 Stacy runs a fruit stall in the market. Stacy 在市场里面开一家水果摊。Stall 也指房间里面的隔间，例如 a shower stall, 淋浴间。And that's all for today. Keep up the good work and goodbye.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, let's review a little. Question number one. Dresden's claim to fame is the tallest Christmas what in the world?Is it the tallest Christmas tree, letter A, B, pyramid, C, church, or D, angel?
Well, I am tempted to say A because Christmas trees are very famous, but actually the answer is B. It's the Christmas pyramid. Okay, number two, what is the theme for this year's festival in Kassel? A, the fishing man, B, the singing chair, C, the wishing table,Or D, the kissing computer. Rachel.
Well, Steve, it's based on a fairy tale, and it is letter C, the wishing table. If you want to know what it's about, well, do a little research and you'll find out. Friends, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson.
We're going to go to a few more markets tomorrow. We hope you join us then.
And now, here's Black Pearl with today's musical skit.
Unsolved mystery. I wonder what's going on in your heart. What's going on in your mind?Ever think about me? Do you ever take the time? During each day, are you longing for my comforting ways? Do you ever think about me like I think about you? Do you? Am I ever on your mind?
On your
mind? Before you go to sleep at night.
Do you ever wake up wanting to talk to me? It's an unsolved mystery.
Unsolved mystery. It's a mystery. Unsolved. Unsolved mystery. It's a mystery. Unsolved.
I wonder what's going on in your heart. What's going on in your mind?Do you ever think about me? Do you ever take the time? During each day, are you longing for my comforting ways? Do you ever think about me like I think about you? Do you? Am I an unsolved mystery?
Black Pearl, studio classroom. Bye-bye, friends.